Lancaster Castle, standing proudly over the River Lune for over 1,000 years, growing taller and grander since its humble beginnings as a wooden fort. It has been witness to vicious wars, plague, pandemic, murder, and itself has condemned hundreds of people to death. It's only second to London in terms of numbers hung, which gave it the nickname the Hanging Town, town since Lancaster was only made a city in the 1930s. Prior to the year 1800, prisoners sentenced to death were either hung at the castle or at Lancaster Moor, where now stands the beautiful Ashton Memorial. After this time, the decision was made to bring the deaths closer to home and house them all at the castle. The spot that you are now standing must be the bloodiest spot in all of Lancaster, Hangman's Corner. On these fair stones was the public viewing gallery for the hangings. People would turn out in their thousands, including organised school parties from all over the Northwest, to catch a glimpse of the hangman walking out with the damned, slowly exiting from the double doors you can see on the castle wall. A cross on the bank, up to 6,000 people could be based there. In front of the sealed archway stood the gallows, consisting of large beams and several tired lengths of rope. As the condemned slowly walked out, the public gallery would build itself into a fervour, with insults shouted and objects hurled at prisoners. Then, the hangman would cover their faces with a white hood and wrap a simple noose around their necks, slowly tightening as an eerie hush would descend on the crowd. A spoken word from an administrator or priest before the final screams of the damned. The silence as the hangman disappeared below the gallery to remove the pins and allow the floors to fall from beneath the prisoners. At Lancaster, they favoured the short drop. This meant that the now departed did not die quickly, as they did not fall far enough to allow their necks to snap. It would actually take several minutes as they were gradually suffocated by the rope, their bodies writhing in agony, getting slower, losing breath before finally going limp, the crowd in hysterics at the sight of their plight. Their bodies would be left to hang for over an hour as a black flag was raised above the castle. The last public hanging was on March 25th, 1865. Stephen Burke, a man found guilty of the murder of his wife, was hanged until he died. After this, the Capital Punishment Amendment Act of 1868 put an end to the public hangings. So within the hundreds of hangings that have taken place at the castle, some stand out more than most. In 1616, Friar John Tools was arrested at the house of Roger Renault, a poor weaver from Chorley. They managed to escape from Lancaster Castle, but after walking all night, they found they'd been going in circles and were still within sight of the prison. Recaptured and condemned, they were offered their lives if they would recant their faith. Both refused. First attempt to hang Renault failed, and when the rope broke, they saw this as divine intervention. The sheriff then said to him, "It is God's will that thou should not die. Take the oath, therefore, and be a good subject, and the king will show mercy." Renault replied, "If you had seen that which I have just now seen, you would be in just as much haste to die as I now am." He quickly mounted the scaffold and was hanged. Finally, in 1646, born in Leland, Father John was brought up a Protestant, but later became a Franciscan. He was arrested after saying Mass at Bamber Bridge. Eventually, brought to court in August 1646, he admitted to being a priest. Nothing further was needed to condemn him, and he received the inevitable death sentence. The rope broke at the first attempt. Seeking divine intervention, he prayed that his life be forgiven. Sadly, this was not to be. He was hung again, and to make sure he was dead, he was cut down from the rope just before dying, his body dismembered and displayed on the walls of the castle as a warning to others.